Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your WAMC Sports Report, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL yesterday, the Flyers beat the Maple Leafs in a shootout, 5-4, and the Bruins topped the Rangers, 6-3. In men's college basketball, the NCAA tournament's Sweet 16 kicks off matchups today. Number 4 Florida State plays number 1 Gonzaga at about 7 p.m. Number 3 Purdue challenges number 2 Tennessee at about 7:30 p.m. Number 3 Texas Tech takes on number 2 Michigan at about 9:40 p.m. And number 12 Oregon faces number 1 Virginia at about 10 p.m. In college basketball news, Virginia Tech's Ty Outlaw has been charged with possession of marijuana, potentially jeopardizing his status for the remainder of the NCAA tournament. Number 4 Virginia Tech plays number 1 Duke on Friday. And it's opening day for Major League Baseball. The Orioles will take on the Yankees while the Mets face the Nationals, both at about 1 p.m. And the Red Sox will play the Mariners a little after 7 p.m. The AP reports there's not a single active player left from the 20th century, and the game itself is changing as the complete game and shutouts are nearly completely gone from baseball. In 1978, there were more than 1,000 complete games in the majors. In 2018, though, there were only 42, the lowest total in the sport's history, according to BaseballReference.com. In other news, the late Stephen Holcomb and 3 of his U.S. bobsled teammates have been upgraded to silver medalists in the 2- and 4-man events from the 2014 Sochi Olympics. The International Olympic Committee's executive board reallocated the medals from the Sochi Games after vacating the golds that Russian pilot Alexander Zubkov won in both events. Zubkov was stripped of the medals as part of sanctions levied against Russia after a probe into state-sponsored doping at the Sochi Olympics. I'm Jesse King.